I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1970. This was the day postal workers walked off the job in New York City. The strike caught many by surprise. The workers had not received a raise since 1967 and were not permitted by law to engage in collective bargaining. The postal workers were offered a 4% raise, but declined the offer, noting that Congress had voted to raise its own wages by 41%. Frustrated, the National Association of Letter Carriers Local 36 voted to strike. At the time, a staggering 35 million pieces of mail went through New York City each day. The strike ground the mail to a halt. The lack of correspondence impacted Wall Street. The stock market fell due to the lack of correspondence, and some feared Wall Street would be forced to close during the strike. President Nixon took to the airwaves to condemn the strike as illegal. He ordered the strikers to return to work. They did not comply. Instead, the strike grew to include nearly 200,000 workers in 30 major cities, even as postal union leaders urged the workers to return to the job. The rank-and-file members stayed firm. After the strike had lasted a week, President Nixon again addressed the nation in a televised broadcast. He announced the commencement of Operation Graphic Hand, ordering 25,000 members of the United States Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and National Guard to deliver the mail in New York. This only served to anger the striking workers even further. The inexperienced National Guardsmen, who had no training in how to deliver the mail, were not able to get the Postal Service moving. Finally, the government began to negotiate. The postal workers won an 8% increase in wages and proved their power as a united labor force. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.